4NUE. UE, no contact, I'm clear.
4NUE.
Collins Station, this is KO4NUE. I couldn't make your call sign out, sir.
Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, back. Your neighbor on the other side of the road. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. How about you, bud?
Just waiting on the rest of the snow to roll in here later on this evening.
I know how much you're calling for.
Anywhere from a dusting to 4 inches, but who knows.
My granddad used to tell me if those snow stays on the ground 7 days after it rains, after it initially snows, then you can expect some more. So I guess he was right. Here we go. I'm going up Highway 11 now, and man, the roads are clean, but there's snow everywhere.
My grandmother used to tell me the same thing, so they're probably on to something. But I'm headed down towards Honey Path here shortly. I'm just getting on 14 here from Mount Lebanon. And I'll see what it's like down south. I know it won't be near as bad as what we've had up here.
There's a lot of trees down on Highway 11. Now they've been cut back to make the road clear, but I don't know. You come across a clump every mile or so. You can tell where it's that last snowstorm. It brought a bunch of them down.
Lives over off of Highway 414 next to North Greenville, and he had about the same amount of snow that you and I did. But he said he lost power last night, about 3:30 this morning, I guess. And said the wind picked up where he lives. So I'm sure they've had some ice on the trees that are melting and falling, breaking these limbs, so who knows.
I think they're probably leaning up against power lines and then maybe just giving away. I don't know, but I'm at the crest of the hill here on Highway 11, right in front of Highway, about a mile from Highway 8, and boy, just the trees. My goodness, I didn't realize it brought down that many trees, but there's a lot of them.
You headed over to the Bell Shoals area, Roanoke Road, Liberty area.
Yeah, I'm headed up to the deer camp and see if I can see if I can make it up here for 3 or 4 days.
You shouldn't have a problem.
You're right. Not unless there's a big tree right in the middle of the cabin. I better get up here and check things out, see what it looks like.
Take your chainsaw. If you need another one, shoot me a holler.
Appreciate it. I'll be there in a little bit and see kind of what's going on. But it sure is cold up here. A truck says it's 32 degrees outside.
Showing the same. I looked at the weather station at the house before I left, and we were having about 7 mile an hour winds, so it was dropping the windshield down to 25, 24. So it is cold.
Sure is. I brought me some flour and some ham and eggs and sausage, and just gonna see, kind of see what I can do with it. I might set me a fish basket up here and see if I can get me a couple of fish, but we'll see how that goes. It's awful cold. I might just stay in the cabin for a little while.
There's nothing wrong with that, my friend. Nothing at all.
Think so either. I'm gonna give it a shot though. I brought me enough to get by, I guess. But anyway, appreciate you staying with me there for a few minutes. Let me focus on this road. And oh yeah, Highway 8 looks even worse, but there's a bunch of leaners. leaning toward the road but hadn't fell yet. So I'm going to say this next snowstorm, if it comes in, some of these trees leaning, it's not going to take much to get them over on the ground.
Well, you go ahead and drive, and I'll clear off 73 after your final. There you go, 4, GJQ. Safe travels.
JQ, KL4 NUE, I'll be clear, sir. Appreciate the QSO. You be safe. 73's to you.
You just can't take the cold anymore because you're getting to be an old man in 0TR.
KL4 NUE, yeah, you are right. Everything I got hurts. My back hurts, my neck hurts, the back of my neck hurts. And I just, it's just getting harder to do things.
Well, you left yourself wide open there, Chad. And your face is killing me.
I never claimed to be pretty now. I'm functional, but I'm not pretty. I never claimed to be a beauty queen.
I'm not. Well, I hadn't heard you. And I was thinking about you last night. Bernice was making a red cake roll with that good white icing on it and homemade ice cream. Eat your heart out.
Well, you just sorry. You sent me a picture last week of all that gravy and biscuits and sausage. I thought, oh, man, look at this. All I had was a couple of eggs and, you know, cheese. So I made egg and cheese. We had egg and cheese sandwiches for supper that night. But Miss Bernice, boy, I sure was wanting some of her gravy.
You want to say hi, Chad?
Hi, Chad.
How are you?
I'm fine. Hope you are, too.
She's over there. I told her cereal would be fine this morning because we had a nice breakfast yesterday, and the bananas are green, and she usually puts bananas and blueberries and stuff in there. And so she said, no, I'm going to make bacon and eggs. I guess I'll just have to live with it.
Yeah, that's what a choice. I don't think you're going to have any problem living with that.
That's true, Chad. Well, all the snow's gone here. Just little splotches here and there. But they're forecasting maybe a dusting 10 inch today. It's the last time I heard on Fox News there this morning, a local station. And it's just 33 here, and I don't look for it to go up very much.
Well, I decided I better get up here and check things out up at the cabin. Last year we had a snowstorm up here. It wasn't that bad. I think it was a couple of inches. And it run me out. I did a couple of trees fell near the cabin, and I just said, I don't think I won't do this. So got in the truck and headed on back to the house. It was about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, I guess. So I'm a little bit anxious to see kind of what's going on up here.
Making the water, I think I'd neglect that. I saw three people go through the ice in an ice rescue on the news here. And I went through the ice one time, and it's just no fun at all. And out there in the boondocks, it can mean the death of you.
In my lesson a couple years ago, running the trap line up on the 12 mile and slipped and fell down in the bank. There wasn't any ice or anything, but it was cold. Boy, it was cold. And I'm going to tell you, that water just sucked the life out of me. I didn't have anything left by the time I got to a point where I could get out. Never been in water that cold, and I was really surprised at how quick it just took, you know, everything I had. Took everything I had just from the cold water.
Yeah, your core temperature goes down real fast. We were sliding down the side of a railroad embankment, and I went through the ice on a pond, all waist deep or a little over, and I had to get myself out, and every time I tried to get out, the ice would break in front of me. And I was just a kid at the time, probably 10, 12 years old, I don't know. And when I got out, I took my shoes off, and I had to run across an open pasture for, oh, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 blocks. And I thought I'd freeze to death before I made it back to civilization.
That's not fun. It's not fun, and it took me hours to get warm back up. I mean, it was just, it took me several hours to get warm, and then, you know, a couple of days after that, I was still exhausted. It took a while to get things built back up.
Well, we don't have anything planned except tomorrow we're going to go down to the grandson's birthday, the youngest one. His birthday's January 21st. Yeah. Mine's the next day on the 22nd, so we're going to have our birthdays together tomorrow down at Amy's. And I'll be, let me see, 47 and dyslexic.
Say 19, but either way, number.
But let you reverse those numbers, Chad, you get it right.
But I was going to let you say it. Oh. It says, you know, I think there's a verse in the Bible that talks about gray hair being a crown of wisdom. So if that's the case, then you and I both are kind of wise men, I guess.
Yeah, that's hash marks from raising two girls.
I agree with that. Oh, yeah. That'll put gray hair on you in a minute.
Mine's, what was that, Bernice?
I said mine's living with him.
Ah, oh, she got you there, bud. She got you there. I wanted to say it, but I wasn't going to say nothing.
In her old age, Chad. My nephew up in Boston this morning, I sent him some pictures of her making that red cake and the ice cream, and he says she ain't slowing down any. His grandma lived down in Arkansas until 1979. She didn't have running water, they had only had an outhouse, and that was it. When Bernice was a kid, they only had an outhouse, and they had to go out back of the house to pump water out of a water pump.
It was hand pumps.
She just said, yes, and that's the way it was. And Mike's grandma, that's my nephew up here in Boston, she lived to be 93. And his dad's still alive in Wichita, Kansas, in a rest home. But Mike said he's got all of his faculties. His brain's still in good shape, and he's 93. That's pretty rare, Chad.
Yeah. Well, you tell Miss Bernice to stay on you. Don't stop. Just keep firing them away. Because I get a big giggle out of it every time she does.
My best for the last 54 years, I tell people I slap her around once a week whether she needs it or not, but I think it's just the opposite. She's taking advantage of me in my old age, Chad. In her OTR.
Yeah, well, she needs stuff. You are worthy of being watched now. Worthy of being watched.
I resemble that. shoot. All right, I'll let you go and pay attention to the road. I just wanted to hear your melodious voice this morning and get something cheerful instead of watching the news. I don't watch any news but the local news anymore, but the rest of it's sick. Oh, well. Take care, Chan. You better be careful. I think they're going to be recalling you and sending you to the Ukraine before long, so enjoy it while you can. KO4NUE and 0TR.
Yeah, KO4NUE. Yeah, well, God, all I can tell them is good luck. Good luck with that. Done my time, buddy. But anyway, I'll let you go. Please tell Miss Bernice. Hey, Miss Bernice, y'all be safe. If you need anything, let me know. KO4NUE. I'll be clear.
Yeah, they gotta find you, and I doubt if they could up there. 73 is Chad, and we hope y'all are doing good. And say hello to Chris for us. This is N0TR. My eggs coming up. N0TR is clear.